We are going to become our own bank, our own security system. We are going to 100% own and have complete control over our digital assets like Bitcoin, Ethereum, altcoins, and other cryptocurrencies and NFTs, all in less than 90 seconds right now. This is the latest version of Tangent Wallet, a multi-currency, multi-chain cryptocurrency wallet that is the size of a credit card, the most affordable cold storage hardware wallet, and extremely easy to set up and use. Check it out. Opening the box here, we have the three cards with a new sleek matte black design. Next, installing the correct and official Tangent mobile app on our phones and opening the app, tap Scan Card and touch one of the cards to your phone like so. Next, tap Create Wallet and tap the card to your phone again. Nice. Now that we have a wallet, let's create backups of it. Tap Backup Now, and then tap Add a Backup Card, and tap the second card to your phone. Cool. Now tap Add a Backup Card again, and tap the third card to your phone. Then tap Finalize the Backup Process. And now we need to create an access code to secure the wallets. Tap Continue, and then type in whatever word, phrase, numbers, or combination of text you want to use to access your wallet. Re-enter it to verify the access code, and then scan the primary card ending in the corresponding numbers on the screen that matches that card, holding it up to your phone until the operation is complete. Then repeat this process for the two backup cards. Sweet! Now your Tangent wallet has been configured and is ready for use. Now we can continue to the wallet, check out the mobile app, learn how to use it safely and securely, and then move some crypto to it. Hello, I'm CryptoCasey, and in this video, we are going to go over the new features of Tangent's latest wallet and how we can transfer crypto off of exchanges to completely own and control it with this cold storage hardware wallet. Let's hit it. Here's Tangent's original wallet we fully reviewed together on the channel, which you can check out by clicking on the link above. And this is their latest sleek matte black design with some interesting new features. Side by side, both cards are the same shape and size. However, the new one is more sturdy with some nice weight to it. Tangent compiled a list of the most requested features by users and implemented them in their new Tangent wallet card. One of the main differences being three different options for private key generation versus only one. So in addition to using the certified true random number generator, TRNG, which generates and stores the keys inside the card's chips, where neither Tangent nor anyone else can see what it is, and no copies exist in space and time outside of the Tangent wallet cards. Now with the new wallet cards, we have the option of generating a seed phrase with the Tangent mobile app and importing it to the cards, and also the option of importing an existing seed phrase from another wallet. Cool stuff. So it's important to note that if we create the wallet without the seed phrase option, generating a seed phrase will not be possible later. So we need to carefully consider the pros and cons of each option and decide which one we are most comfortable with long-term. Tangent creates a seed phrase through their app on your phone, a hot device connected to the internet, which is not ideal if your phone has malware on it, has been compromised, or similar. So if we do decide to create a seed phrase for our Tangent wallet, or if we decide to import a seed phrase from an existing wallet, consider disconnecting from any Wi-Fi networks and switching your phone into airplane mode to make sure the process is more secure. Do not take a screenshot of the seed phrase. Instead, write it down on a few pieces of paper to store securely in different locations in case of something like a fire, flood, or similar, and then get something more durable than paper immediately for the long term. There are some great offline options for storing the private keys, like the Crypto Steel Capsule Solo offered by Ledger. This is a solid steel capsule to protect your seed phrase, designed to resist extreme conditions. And the Bilfoddle also is offered by Ledger. Bilfoddle is a solid steel case to store and protect your seed phrase, designed to resist fire, water, and more. With cold wallets like Ledger and Trezor devices, the creation of the 12 or 24 word seed phrase is done offline, which is more ideal and secure. However, vulnerabilities and security risks are still present because, as we've discussed in several videos on the channel, if anyone has access to your seed phrase, like if they came across them written on a piece of paper or had access to a Ledger crypto steel capsule or Bilfoddle with the seed phrase, or if you stored it on a device that can be hacked, like your computer, cell phone, or if a scammer tricks you by pretending to be Ledger, Trezor, or similar, sending you a fake email or directing you to a fake site and instructs you to give them your seed phrase by lying and saying your funds need to be recovered or something like that, then all the funds on your wallet will be gone. So seed phrases are designed to help us with self-custody and to manage our cryptocurrencies and digital assets more easily and restore any lost access to our funds. However, like we just discussed, there are risks. And even if you decided to try and remember it by heart or mix up some of the words, If you unfortunately suffered a brain injury, memory lapse, or similar, that's also a risk of completely losing access to your funds. So think about this. Cryptocurrency private keys are generated by elaborate mathematical algorithms where data is encrypted many, many times using a huge amount of computing power. And then the most important key is then just converted into a 12-word seed phrase that can be used by anyone, anywhere, at any time to steal everything? Right. Important things to consider. So do your own research and never put your eggs or crypto all in one basket or even several of the same types of baskets. Diversification in investments is just as important as diversification of the same type of assets, like spreading cash into several different banks and spreading crypto across different types of wallets. Diversify some digital assets into seed phrase based cold storage hardware wallets like Ledger and Trezor, and also diversify some digital assets in different technologically based wallets like BC Vault or Tangent Wallet. With Tangent Wallet, instead of a seed phrase as the only way to back up our cryptocurrency, backup copies of the wallet are created and used on the other Tangent Wallet cards. So let's say we have our Tangent Wallet card and two backup cards. We can store them in different geographical locations in case we need to restore access to our digital assets. And if anyone happens to come across the card or steals the card and even downloads the Tangent Wallet app and tries to access our funds, an additional security layer is necessary, which is where we encrypt our wallets with an access code by creating our unique series of numbers or letters or similar to a PIN code or passphrase. And to protect the wallet from brute force attacks, after each wrong password attempt, an increasing amount of time delay between each attempt is executed, so our crypto remains secure. Amazing. The other new features we will explore apply to both the first and latest versions of the Tangium cards, as updates to the Tangium mobile wallet app and overall user experience. This includes a new dark mode where we can navigate through the mobile app comfortably in low light environments, so it's easier on the eyes when using it at night or in the dark. It also looks a lot cooler, as you can see here on some screenshots. With the new update, we can now sort and group our cryptocurrencies and tokens however we want, whether it be by balance, by blockchain network, like cryptocurrencies on the Ethereum network versus Polygon or similar, or manually in whatever order we prefer to see them. Tangium added an extra layer of protection with an option to hide our balances when the app is open to keep our crypto holdings more discreet without us having to sacrifice convenience if others are close by and can see our phone screen. And they also added an option to turn off access code recovery, which increases security. We can now monitor price changes over the past 24 hours of all of our assets directly in the app to help us make informed decisions during crazy dynamic markets. There is rapid access to buying, selling, or hiding a token by tapping and holding it on the home screen. Bitcoin and Ethereum transaction histories also display directly in the app without us having to check third parties like Block Explorer, Etherscan, or similar. And Tangium is working on adding more blockchain networks in future updates. Tangium now offers 24/7, 365 support, so they can answer any questions we may have or guide us on how to properly do crypto transactions with Tangium Wallet, no matter what time it is or what time zone we are in, which is huge for beginners just getting in the space. More features are on the horizon, like a market data feature directly inside the app, an address book, cross-chain swaps, staking, and more support for more blockchains. Brilliant. Now let's transfer some cryptocurrencies off of exchanges to our Tangium wallet together so we can get more comfortable with the process, as well as transfer some back to the exchange to practice for our profit-taking strategy in the next bull run, which you can learn more about in this video guide by clicking on the link above. And after that, we will learn how to connect our Tangium wallets to Web3 applications like Morales Money, a platform for finding undervalued altcoins before they pump in the next bull cycle. So stay tuned to the very end to learn more about becoming your own bank with complete control and ownership over your digital asset investments simply and easily with Tangium Wallet, and a very important free tool we can use when interfacing with Web3 to further protect our funds. Nice. Let's move some Bitcoin we have on our Coinbase account off of the exchange together to hold in our very own cold storage hardware wallet, Tangium Wallet. Open the Tangium app, tap scan card, scan the card, and enter the access code. Scan the card again, and from here on the dashboard, press and hold Bitcoin, then tap copy address. Next, open the Coinbase Exchange app, tap the send button, tap Bitcoin, paste the Tangium Bitcoin wallet address into the to field, and tap continue. Enter the amount of Bitcoin we want to send. I always recommend sending a small amount as a test first to make sure everything is good to go. So in this case, we are sending $100 worth of Bitcoin. Tap preview, make sure everything looks good, then tap send now, and it's on its way. In a few minutes or so, when we open our Tangent Wallet app, we will see the $100 worth of Bitcoin that we now completely own and control. Repeat this same process for any other type of cryptocurrency by copying the corresponding address on Tangent Wallet, also making sure we select the right network. Like for example, with Tether, there are many other available networks, like Ethereum versus BNB Smart Chain versus Solana and more. And then repeat the same similar process on any other exchange we may have crypto on by using the send function, pasting the address in the recipient field, and checking to make sure everything looks good before sending. The process is actually much easier and simpler than most people think that are new to crypto. And it's a lot like riding a bike. I can try to explain how to ride a bike to you, show you how to ride a bike, and you can read about riding a bike. However, at the end of the day, you need to get on the bike and ride it for yourself to learn. So start practicing transferring to and from different exchanges and wallets to prepare for the next face-melting bull cycle so you can take profits and potentially change your life with some nice gains. And if you want to explore a simple tool any of us can reference to increase the probability of us making gains by buying and selling altcoins at the right time, check out this video guide all about the Morales Moneyline charting tool by clicking on the link above. Great. Now let's transfer crypto from our Tangent Wallet back to Coinbase Exchange to practice for when we want to lock in profits by converting it to fiat and transferring it to our bank accounts. Note that you can take profit in stablecoins directly on the Tangent Wallet app without transferring it by tapping on the token, tapping exchange, entering the amount, and tapping swap. There's also an option to sell for fiat using MoonPay if we tap sell. However, you will have to set up an account with them, which is a good idea so we have multiple options to trade and sell crypto when the market is hot, as some exchanges get overwhelmed, freeze transactions, prevent withdrawals, etc. So, open the Coinbase Exchange app, tap Receive, select the crypto, for example Ethereum on the Ethereum network, tap Copy, then open the Tangent Wallet app. On the dashboard, tap and hold Ethereum, then tap Send. Paste the Ethereum network wallet address from Coinbase in the address field. Select the amount of Ether to send, which as usual, start with a small amount to test first to make sure it works, then tap send. After a few minutes or so, depending on how busy the network or exchange are, it will show up on the exchange, and from there, you can sell it for your country's currency and then transfer it to your bank account. Amazing. Now let's connect our Tangent Wallet to a Web3 application so we can start using decentralized platforms like Morales Money. But first, it's extremely important to make sure we are accessing the correct and official sites, as well as understanding exactly what is going to happen when we sign transactions to avoid losing all of our funds from a scammer or hacker using a free browser extension called WalletGuard. I've been using it over the past year and it's been working great, popping up warnings, helping check everything out before transacting. So it's definitely worth checking out and giving it a go, whether we are new or experienced in the space. For example, if we start interacting with smart contracts, like for minting NFTs, when accessing the site, WalletGuard's phishing protection layer executes and warns you if the website might be harmful, if it was created recently, and if it has a low trust score, and if we do proceed to do so with caution. And when we do, before attempting to verify a transaction with our wallet, a second layer of protection is executed with a clear, human-readable warning about what exactly will happen if you decide to proceed with the transaction. Like if it's going to drain your wallet instead of actually mint an NFT. This feature alone would have saved me from losing over $20,000 when minting an NFT on a fake lookalike website back in the last bull cycle. Absolutely insane. It can also detect and will notify you if the site is making multiple attempts to interact with your wallet, trying to hack and steal funds. So WalletGuard is a must-have as a crypto investor. So make sure to scroll down and use the link below to access the correct and official site to download WalletGuard's free extension to protect your wallet and crypto assets today. Seriously, it takes like 10 seconds, and if you'd like to see a video guide all about how it works, click on the link above. Nice. Now that we've got an added layer of protection to keep our wallets and funds more secure when interacting with Web3 apps, let's learn how to connect our Tangent Wallet to a Web3 app called Morales Money. Make sure to use the link in the description area below to access the correct and official site, as well as redeem any special offers they have for us. Before connecting, open the Tangent app, tap Manage Tokens at the bottom, tap BNB, and make sure the BNB Beacon Chain and BNB Smart Chain options are enabled. That way the connection to Morales Money platform goes more smoothly. Sweet. Using the link below, when we arrive at the site, we can see a screen full of crypto bubbles that show us which altcoins are up versus down in the latest price action. And in the top right-hand corner, click on the sign up login button, then click login via wallet. Here we can see a secure login screen where we can click connect, then click on the option called Wallet Connect here, and then we will see this QR code. Next, open the Tangem Wallet app, tap on the three dots in the top right-hand corner of the screen, then tap Wallet Connect, tap the add icon in the top right-hand corner, then hold your phone facing the QR code on the Morales Money screen. On the Tangem app, you will see a message, tap Start, and next on the Morales Money screen, we just need to click the Verify button. Then on the Tangem Wallet app, on the message that pops up, tap Sign. Enter your access code, tap the Tangem card to your phone, and on the Morales Money screen, enter your email address. And now you're connected to the Morales Money Web3 app. This is a platform with a lot of different functionalities that helps us with finding new altcoins, trading them, and much, much more, which you can learn all about in this video walkthrough by clicking on the link above. Just to give you an overview of what we can do with our Tangem wallets connected to Morales Money, we can check out our wallet balances by clicking on this profile picture in the top right-hand corner, and then clicking My Wallet. And here we can view all of our tokens, and under the NFT tab, we can also view any NFTs on our wallets. Nice. And on the navigation menu at the top of the screen, if we click Swap, then click on the dropdown that says Trading Account, we can click Main Account, which opens up our wallet. And if we click Swap, we can select a token to sell from our wallet to buy another token on the Ethereum, Binance, or Polygon blockchain networks, all straight on the blockchain without having to transfer tokens to and from centralized exchanges. Very neat. On Morales Money, we can also go to the Explore Coins option and choose a predetermined filter like top recently minted coins with experienced buyers. And if one of the tokens seems interesting and you want to gamble on some, click on it. And on the right here, we can instantly swap tokens in our wallet to the new token directly on-chain. There are a ton of other interesting tools and tricks on the Morales Money platform, with many more to come. So if you're interested in checking it out, be sure to scroll down and use links below to sign up. Awesome. If you would like to learn more about Morales Money and how it can help us potentially make life-changing gains in altcoins, check out this video. If you would like to watch a video guide about how crypto wallets, seed phrases, and private keys work, check out this video. And to get your very own Tangem wallet, click on the link in the screen. Like and subscribe for more. Be safe out there.